Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
And we're off into hour number two, and I am hopped up on red pills, and it's not because I saw The Matrix Resurrection, and I did. I've seen it a couple of times already. I watched it right at midnight when it released, and then I watched it again a day or two later. I really liked the first movie, and the second and third movie were okay, and they were fun, and they were interesting, and all of the things that made those movies were gone from Resurrection, and that's just just one of a million things that I'm dying to chatter on about. But we're having this conversation right now with Dr. Dean Lloyd, and I knew we had to do this to start off the year for a number of reasons. It's that time of year, and we talked about, you know, at the end of the year last year, and really a lot last year, just with Dr. Lloyd and without him, about some of these driving things like fear and anger, and about how much there's how much energy is used on combating fear and anger, and it's a misplaced energy a lot, and so I knew going into this time of year that it would be great to have this conversation. And so when Dr. Lloyd was ready to do that and talk about this, I was excited. A million things just started jumping right through my head about how we could address this topic of energy, because there are different types of energy. There are physical energy and there are mental energy and replenishing them. And I thought that was important to keep that energy pool filled up for us, and not just have, because I think we all end up doing it a lot. We have these bursts of energy, and we get a lot done, and we accomplish a lot, and we feel really good about it, and then we spend a whole lot of time without a whole lot of energy, not necessarily feeling good about the way we're progressing. Otherwise, I think we'd be progressing a lot faster, a lot further, generally in our own lives, and there'd be a lot less talking about how things are not going my way, and things would just be going your way, because you would always be turning, like you said, Dr. Lloyd, in the direction of moving towards things that make you feel good and away from things that don't make you feel good.
Right, and when I was talking about fear, I was wanting to make sure that we understand what we're talking about, because when you don't understand, that's it. That will lead me into the second Geiger, and that the first Geiger I was talking about. If it feels good and you want it, whatever it is that you're dealing with, then move towards it, right? That's the first one. Well, when I'm going into the second one, that I'll talk a little bit about anger also, but when you go into the second Geiger, it is when you really understand how something works. Whether it's a machine, a puzzle, a system, a technique, or the workings of your own mind, when you really understand how something works, then you have control over it. It's clear, simple, direct, and it works every time. No exceptions. You can pick it up, put it down, rearrange it, leave it alone. The choice is yours to control. when you don't understand how something works, no matter what you think or feel, no matter who you can out-talk, con, seduce, bully, sell, maneuver, manipulate, when you don't understand, you're controlled by your ignorance. And if you insist that what you think or feel is true, you will start to experience inner distortion in the form of fear, doubt, confusion, and anxiety. The reason we get into trouble is not just because we don't understand. After all, life is a learning process. The reason we get into trouble is because we believe we have understanding before we do. We fake it. We fudge it. We come up with a point of view, then we become our position because we don't want to look at anything that might make us wrong. It's easiest, the easiest way to get out of this trap is when you are not understanding. That is, when you're experiencing any degree of fear, doubt, confusion, anxiety, you must realize to yourself, there is something here I don't understand. If you don't understand, then you don't understand. You may have more facts and figures amounting to a better opinion than anyone else in the world. Circumstances may require that you follow through with that opinion, but you'll only get into psycho-emotional difficulty when you start defending an opinion as though it were an understanding. If this is not the answer, or at least not all of it, then what is missing? You come off your defensively aggressive pedestal. You become open, sensitive, receptive. You pay attention. As in that state of open, receptive attentiveness, you are in the best position to see what is actually going on, to gain the understanding that you need to afford you the control you've been asking or seeking. So to, again, distill that, what we're really saying with getting you energy here, Michael, is a combination of catching yourself before it gets drained, right? Not getting sucked in, which is happening in such gross levels. I mean, it's just absurd. The amount of and degree of confusion out there has reached such insane levels that people are buying into the trip. They bought their own propaganda, they bought their own trip, and they buy it. Now, this is controlling them. And people don't want to be controlled. They want to have the ability to pick it up, put it down, decide what they want to do with it, right? That's giving you energy. Because once you have that energy, because it's to move towards something that feels good, my swimming, my snowboarding, or, you know, like you mentioned earlier about going for a walk, I mean, whatever simple it is, we have to balance out or we're doomed, right? You can't, and I've done this before, and I was mentioning that we all regret something. Well, that's part of our learning process. And I know that a lot of people would say, you know, to themselves, well, if I would have just done that differently, you know, if I would have started out last year doing the workouts the way I wanted to, I would be a different person now. Well, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is not picking on yourself. For instance, if you were to wake up on a beautiful day and say, I'm going to spend my day aggravating, frustrating, torturing, and picking on myself, you wouldn't consciously choose to make your life a living misery. But more often than you'd like, you do that to yourself. Since you're not consciously choosing to do that, but you're the one who's doing that, then you have a subconscious part of your mind irrationally fighting the more consciously reasonable part of your mind. That's what I'm talking about here. We have to stop ourselves from getting sucked in by the same old pattern. And most people don't have a way of stopping that process. And I'm going to offer how to do that, because whenever it makes you feel these things, these anything you don't understand, right? Just like, why is the government doing this to me? You know, well, it's pretty easy for me to hear a government report to know if they're lying or not. I mean, it's obvious. But that's, and my job is to not get, you know, not play into the game that, that they would want us to, because we're easily malleable as a general public, we've found out, haven't we? We're easily manipulated. We're easily, you know, led down a certain path. And it takes a lot of energy to break out of that pattern, typically. Well, it's starting to cave in on them. And we notice this in different ways. But what we have to do is be responsible enough to stop the energy from being sucked in. Play the game, right? If you have to wear a mask, I don't insist that you put yourself in harm's way if you have to wear a mask. But you know that it's ridiculous. You know that it's stupid. You know that it doesn't do any good, and it's, they're not responding to, you know, doing things that are reasonable. They're doing things to control you. And when you do, what's your reaction going to be? And that's what I'd like to talk about next.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in right there, especially for people who spend most of their time denying or not just even having an understanding of themselves, let alone denying themselves what understanding they do have. There's so many times that we are certain of a thing, and we go on saying it over and over again and repeating it and going along with it, and then find out that it's not quite true. It's something that we didn't understand it as fully as we thought we did. And it's interesting watching people defend themselves in being wrong. It's really painful, because I see for myself that the easy thing to do is to, as soon as you realize that you don't know what you thought you knew, go out and find out what you thought you knew. Relearn.
Right.
That seems really simple to me, to just go, okay, well, I have new information. I need to change what I believed about this. And I watch people fight tooth and nail to stop from having to change their mind about something that they believe so fervently for so long, for whatever reason. And wow, that to have that building up inside of you and burning you every single time that you try to express yourself has got to just be something that I would think somebody would want to let go of. Just release
that. That's a good point. We have to give examples of that, though, because to illustrate the point that you just described is what people don't have control of, right? And when that happens, it frustrates people, right? What is frustration? Locked energy. And all pain, whether it be physical pain or emotional pain, is blocked energy. That's the dream. That's one that frustrates. Now, we have the tools to. I just gave you one, right? I gave you the first Geiger. The tool that says, when it feels good, move towards it. Now, play your own game is something that I want to also impress upon everyone, because if you play their game, you'll never get to where you want to go. You have gathered information. You know what things are involved with weakening you, and you don't want to put yourself in that position to be weakened. And we can give you some examples, right? Wearing the mask in the car, for example, would not be a good idea. You know, that, although as many times as you see it, and it's a common, you know, theme, and people are doing it because of their fear and their reaction. Another one is, don't get sucked in by some medical information that's told on the news, the internet, unless you fully understand what you're doing and why. Part of my problem that I run into so many times is that we have got literally a medical religion going on that people buy into their own trip. And you, there's times and places for everything. And, you know, in our medical, well, we have really reduced ourselves. We've taken science and we've made it to reduce our human condition. It's scientific reductionism. Science is beautiful, wonderful. It's amazing. It comes up with such incredible discoveries. But it's only as good as the consciousness that's using it. Only as good as the intelligence that's using it. So if I said, everybody, you know, take antibiotics because of a virus, you know that that would be a terribly destructive thing to do, because it's not addressing of the virus, and who knows if it's going to address the bacteria and if you even have a bacterial infection, right? So what you're making a point is that you're seeing people get bogged down in their defended misunderstanding, right? They're defending themselves when they don't understand. They're controlled by their ignorance. That's where you have to decide whether or not it's an opportunity for you to step in and introduce better information or walk away. There's nothing you can do. And that's part of our willingness to be open to something that's better, because we may have been saying, you know, that's what information I had before and that's what worked, but now I got better information and this is what makes it better. That's part of our learning curve, right? That's part of all of our ability to stop and reevaluate our position so that we don't have fear, doubt, confusion, anxiety, okay? That's part of the drain. When I tell you what the drains are, then I can start offering up things that give you energy. And it could be simple. Now, if I say to you, Michael, give me three things right now that give you energy, you could rattle them off, couldn't you? Easy.
Oh, yeah, this, music, my family, building Legos. There's a long list. Long list of things that I enjoy that refill my cup.
So wouldn't it seem reasonable, logical, even though, you know, we've been the whole culture has just been beaten down so horribly, wouldn't it seem logical to allow ourselves, because healing is about allowing the things that we enjoy to come to us, not just aggressively attacking, you know, or going after them, you know, and burning out, but to allow them to come to us. And the best way to do that, you make decisions that are good ones when you're not angry, when you're not in fear. You make the decisions based on the best information that you have available to you at the time, and not being so darn hard on yourself. So if this is the case for this year, if I am to offer up a replacement for a resolution, and I'd replace it with an awareness, and the awarenesses are, one, move towards what feels good, and then move away when it doesn't, and don't get sucked in by draining energies. It, all that I've mentioned before really does boil down to those things. So you just mentioned a few things that gave you energy and it took you no time at all to figure out what that was. But just how much credit do we give ourselves for being intelligent enough to know the difference?
Well, we're told from so many different places and so many different people that we're not supposed to feel good, that feeling good is it's a trap, that we're indulging in ourselves, or we so many excuses, so many reasons why we're told not to pursue our own thoughts and our own feelings.
Right. It's the old, do what you want, little boys and girls, but don't you dare feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, you're not supposed to... If you're being rewarded for what you do, that's wrong. That's... No, you're supposed to suffer to succeed. That's... You can't just be happy.
Well, and here comes in that place. I know I gave a lot of information out about how these guidelines are, and I'll be happy to repeat them. But on the other side of this break, what I'd like to do is I'll distill it, I'll simplify, and I'll make it practical and accessible for all of you.
Okay, that sounds great.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
It's funny, though. The whole thing is kind of funny because I can tell you exactly what it is. He's wearing a wired headset on his cell phone, and it's the wires rubbing up against his chest. That's what it is, right?
Oh, is that what that static was?
I think that's probably what it is. I'm just familiar with the sound. The thing is that I know it's more obnoxious to me and the producer than it is to the person that's listening, and possibly a loose jack. It's all related to the cable, no matter what. I guarantee that. They can pick up those wired ones can pick up the movement of it as you're just moving about, as it moves across your chest, and that's what it sounded like to me. But I hate to even interrupt to even stop it, because I know that it's worse for me as someone producing the sound and responsible for the sound. I know it's worse for Sam, producer Sam there, than it is for anybody else that's listening to it. So I hate to even bother you, because it wasn't constant. You know, there was plenty of time you're speaking that is not happening at all. You said something about just sort of encapsulating the things that you had said so far. Do that here real quick in a minute before we go into this next break.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry that happened,
no,
but
it's all right.
I'd be happy to repeat anything you want me to do to repeat.
No, it's fine.
But I'll give you the top three, okay, and then I'll move into the others. But the first one is, instead of it being New Year's resolution, I call it New Year's awarenesses. One, what gives you energy? And what can I do to make more? Number two, what doesn't give you energy? And what do I do to get rid of it? Number three, am I being excruciatingly honest with myself? Ask your question. And you will come up with things. And the simpler it gets for you. Remember, it's always input-output, that ratio. And there will be expenditures if you have too much output. And what I want to make clear is that no one can fool you. No one out there. If you're listening to the presumed president of the United States, if you're listening to your neighbor, if you're whatever it is that's being given to you, no one can fool you. The worst that they can do is give you the tools to fool yourself. So let's expand on these awarenesses. And in 2023, we'll make some more awarenesses and so on. In other words, your job is to not get sucked in by things that are fooling you or draining your energy. Why are all these people that are out there defending something they don't know what's in? You know, this Kool-Aid slash vaccine slash bioweapon slash whatever you want to call it. Why are they defending it so hard when they don't know what it is? They don't know
fear.
What it does? Fear, right. And that is the weapon. That is the main weapon. And when you stop yourself and say, whoa, I don't know what's involved here. I'm not going to get sucked in. You can try manipulating me. You can try coercing me. You can try anything you can, but no one can fool you. The worst they can do is give you the tools to fool yourself. So to empower you, that's my job. To make sense, that's my job. I'm not here. What's that Leonard Cohen phrase, one of his songs? I didn't come here to fool you. I love that. So your job is to ask good questions, right, and to come up with them. And very often people don't know what kind of questions to ask. But that's what I'm here for. I'll be able to, and there's nowhere on this circle of life, right? Like Joni Mitchell says, the circle of life. There's nowhere on there where I won't be able to find out what it is, where you're at. Because if I know something, I'm going to be excruciatingly honest, and I'm going to say, I know how that works. If I don't, I'm not going to give you something that doesn't make sense, or I'm not going to do something that's here to fool you. I'm here to direct the energy so that I can provide you access and facilitate what it is that you need to get through what it is that's blocking your way, blocking your path.
Yeah, the only thing that I think you might have people concerned about, I suppose, would be sort of the argument that, well, you're reducing my experience to just these simple little terms. And they may not see yet that, well, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell you that your bigger problem is related to these simple notions. And if you fix those, the bigger problem is easier to fix, if not instantly fixed by itself. The interconnectedness. You asked, why did they do it? And the fear. And there's also another thing that we have going on, and it's that they're part of the system. They're part of it. And they're making the change and doing things that's...
I'll go into explaining
in
that
the right.
When we come back.
Yeah, we'll have to do that when we come right back.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Yeah. Oh, they just... It takes me back. It takes me back to the museum and my friends. It's sort of 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and we would go watch the laser shows at the planetarium, and there was Laser Zeppelin, and there was Laser Floyd, and then later on there was Laser AC/DC and Laser Def Leppard, and we saw them all, but the Led Zeppelin and I love Floyd. But the Led Zeppelin laser show was the best, and that had nothing to do with my altered state of mind. Go to towardanarchy.com to follow along. As always, look for the second. You see, Dr. Dean Lloyd is my guest. EvolvingTheSpecies.com is his website. Cruising the Epiphany Highway is the book that we're he's been reading a couple of passages there. That's the book, and you could pick that up. There's a link to it everywhere on the website. It's on the same side of TowardAnarchy.com on the right-hand side as the subscribe button. And click the subscribe button and subscribe to the email list, because this is I'm really enjoying this. This is one of the true show listener metrics that I've been able to judge. There's people that listen to the show all over the place, but I don't know why. But if they sign up for the email address, I know that they're actually listening to. If they sign up to the email list, I know that they heard that in the show, because I'm not talking about that anywhere else. It's just a new and interesting metric that I'm watching people, and it's great to watch people sign up every week. And I will just send you out one email each week that just talks about the show. That's it. No advertisements or anything like that. Not giving your email address to anybody. None of that nefarious nonsense. It's just the I'm finding the best way that I know that we're connected. The social media and all that, it comes and goes, and some people don't use them, and there's all these reasons why that connection, that direct connection to the email, it's just I'm feeling it, if you will. It's giving me energy, and that's what Dr. Dean Lloyd and I are talking about, in ways to refuel that energy. And importantly, I guess, really, you've made this point a couple of times, haven't you, that what you're really doing is trying to preemptively keep the energy from being drained by fear is the weapon, right? A great man once said that. It was you about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, you're pointing out that, and you said earlier that the problem people will have is that I'm reducing their life experience.
Right, right.
To fewer elements rather than. I'm not doing that. I'm wanting to stop them from getting sucked in and draining their energy into places where it doesn't belong. And that's where it becomes excruciatingly honest with yourself and knowing how to navigate through those things. Because very often we're brought up in a world that's fear-based, you know, and not to trust our instincts, you know, go with whatever feels good is contrary to what is good for us, right? That's part of the challenge that I'm constantly dealing with. The issue with feelings is that they are irrational, illogical. They don't make sense. They're part of our programming. And that is where I'll talk in future shows about how to go to approach that reprogramming and understand how we were programmed in the first place. You know, your fear-based, I mentioned before, it says, you know, you can do what you want, just don't you dare feel good doing it, because we don't feel good doing it. And what will happen, whatever they've done to themselves, they'll do to you if you let them. So you have to catch yourself before you get sucked in by whatever it is that you're looking for answers from those that are not in the knowing, you know, and those that are running the show right now they are in fear. They are running in fear. That's why they're trying to overstructure everything, and they're controlling everything, and they're doing it in the manner that they are. They don't have to. And if I had them in my office, or if I had them as patients and I would sit them down, I could, you know, I could go through what it is that they're doing and show them that they have a better way of doing this without destroying everything in the process. So I would, and you can, of course, challenge me on anything that I'm saying here. What I'm presenting is safeguards. These are ways to keep yourself from getting lost in whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And that goes into the third Geiger, which is the one that I wanted to bring up which is this whole point about how we move towards what we want, right? We take away the things that are that aren't giving us energy, and you have to understand how the machinery works, right? And when we go into the third one, then you make that best of your knowledge, the best you have ever known, the least you'll accept. Make your ceilings your floors, and the new ceilings will open up unto you eternally, making the best that you have ever known, the least that you will accept in your life. And do not confuse the state of mind obtained with the person, place, thing, or situation that seems to be coincidentally facilitating your access. So, ceilings, your floors. Make your ceilings your floors. How you bring that to your life, you say, well, this is the best that I know, and I want to improve upon that. And how am I going to do that? Well, the best way to get to where you're going is enjoying every step of the way, even if you have a cold. I try to tell myself, okay, what do I have to learn from this? You know, or what do I have to do to get myself through it? I'm just reminding you that it's the state of mind that you're in that will help you get through these horribly difficult places for some. And I could bring up many examples. In fact, in Colorado, where I live, there was a recent disaster in Superior, Colorado, where
great
the fires
fire.
Had burned 800. Yeah, huge. And I know some people that were affected. And destruction is just horrible, horrible for these people. And there's nothing that you would think you could say to somebody who's lost so much, but coming to the place that said that I'm going to get through this too was the greatest empowerment that when I had that conversation with the party that was involved, that was, I'm going to get through this too, set the tone for everything else to come to them. And I could give you other examples, but I've been through some pretty, you know, horrible circumstances in life that I did put my aim into that I'm going to get through this too. And we need each other. We need each other to hear this, because if we don't have confirmation, validation, vindication, verification of what we're doing, then, you know, what is it that's really giving us energy? What is giving us energy is essentially what you want. And that's what it comes down to. And not to get fooled by, you know, trying to rally yourself up and I'm going to do, you know, 15 miles running and that's going to, you know, change my life. What is going to change your life is the state of mind that you put yourself in to make best that you know, the least you'll accept.
I think maybe people live a little bit too much in expectations from Hollywood or something like that, where the guy does, he goes on one, you know, 15-mile run during a friggin' montage, and on the other side of it, he's all better.
Yeah, right, false images, you know, in false circumstances.
But that's not to say that it can't just be that simple too, because I mean, really, it's not about a reduction of the importance of these things to an individual and these experiences to an individual, but it's about accepting that the reason we feel certain ways, whether it's fear or anger or frustration or confusion or whether we don't understand something, are very much tied to each other and the very simple thoughts of go, do, chase the dream, get up, don't just sit there, think for yourself, don't let other people set the boundaries and the goals for you, do that for yourself. These things seem so simple, should be so simple, but yet there must be a million people who've written a book that is trying to get this sort of this same idea across to all these other people who just for whatever reason, environmental, political, social reasons, all combined into one, why they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Why would someone want to change you? To have control, right? But what if I was to say to you, I would like you to be free, so you do what you want with
me. Sounds great to me. Everything.
Sounds great to you, yeah, because if that's the job we're doing, then the motivation that we have is, first, if you don't have it for yourself, you can't give it to others. If you are knowing where you're going, that's half of the battle right there. And if you don't have any idea, you're just floundering, no direction. That's why it's so important when we establish our direction that we are excruciating. I know I keep repeating this, but it's worth repeating because it's so important. Because we've been brought up with fear, most of us, anyway. You know.
Well, even if we haven't, we're still surrounded by it. Even if our base isn't fear, you still have to deal with it. I see it in my own family. My teenage daughter right now is a perfect example of it, and I've talked about it on the show, how she's going through she's living through a period of time and going through the school system and dealing with friends and people that are very taxing, and maybe more so than they ever have been at any point in history, because they have no identity and they're trying to find it in gender identity and clothing, and worse than it ever was when you and I were coming up and trying to fit in and be one of the cool kids. It means something entirely different to be one of the cool kids today. But to see they have that, she has that base, but she still has all that fear and all that confusion and all that other garbage hitting her from the other side. The only thing I can say about it is because she has that solid base in her family and myself and my wife and her siblings, she's coming out the other side of it.
Great. No, that's a good point. It's easy to get sucked in when you're in such an impressionable place and in such an impressionable age and not knowing how to safeguard. But this is part of our coming out the other end of this, and we will get through this. Most people are still sucked in by any level of it's going to be the economy that destroys us. It's going to be the medical, the medical system that's going to fail us. It's going to be our government and the military. All these are fear-based, places that we go. You need to know what you're dealing with. This is absolutely, required for all of us to understand what's involved. What is also important to know is that the mind will go into these places of our indoctrination, whatever we were programmed to feel. So if you're responding, and this is why it's part of this beauty of the rebirth of the new year, in my way of looking at this, is that you are aware of what it is that's working and what isn't. It seems like you just said, so simple to address that. But to do so, you have to know you've got the tool to do that. And the tools that will
never... You have to believe in yourself.
It's realizing that there is confidence that can be built upon. You can make... If I didn't have something that I... if I had the knowledge of how to fix your car and say I could do it for you, and I did, and I knew, and I could fix your car for you, you'd be happy customer and off on your way. If I told you I know how the mind works, you mean you really know how the mind works? And if it does, then you find a way that I'm incorrect in anything that I've said, I'll be happy to address it. Challenge me. I want to offer you the tools to keep you from getting sucked in by the numerous insane programs that are happening. If you're in a job, let's say that there's a requirement. Let's take a really prescient circumstance. Let's say that you're in a job, an office job, that you are being told that there is this mandate that you get vaccinated. And you have the knowledge that says that, no, I don't have to be vaccinated. Here's the proof, and then you provide that proof. Now, I don't know what the boss would say to this, but if you have proven yourself, if you have proven to yourself and made sense, and they're coming back and say, no, dismiss all of that logic and reason, and you go, you're going to have to do this anyway. Then you're at the crossroads. Then you have to decide if you have the value and you can make it through whatever comes at you, whatever circumstance shows you, because you made sense. You will never be fooled and you will never be taken down. That's my position.
All right. Well, we have just a couple more minutes with Dr. Dean Lloyd. We will be right back here on Toward Anarchy.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app and make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the madness of a float. I have to turn my head until my darkness
light
goes.
You have to like, share, follow, subscribe wherever you're finding the show at, republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Support the network, because there's no way that we can continue to do this without you. It's your support. You guys, the listeners, make Republic Broadcasting Network possible. You make this show possible. You make it possible for Dr. Dean, Lloyd, and I to sit here and talk about these simple yet very complicated notions, and try to get people red-pilled. red-pilled. I have a whole bunch of them right here. I'm offering them to you. I'm holding them out to you. Just swallow one at a time carefully and take a little drink with them, because sometimes they're tough pills to swallow, because a lot of them have to do with you and changing you and you making a difference, because nobody else can do it. And it seems so cliche and it seems so simple, but then if it was, why do we have to keep repeating ourselves? TowardAnarchy.com, January 2nd, and right there you can get to more information about Dr. Dean Lloyd. EvolvingTheSpecies.com is his website. Cruising the Epiphany Highway is the book by Am Rosen that he and I are talking about, that some of the passages and things that he's been reading to you and that we've been discussing are directly from the writings of Am Rosen. And it's an interesting thing. I encourage you to jump in if you can and grab a copy and follow along, or just read the thing at your own pace and pick up what you can through it, because it's really a lot of this right here. Without the sort of commercials and things like that to break up the conversation. Dr. Dean Lloyd, it's been fantastic talking to you again, as always, and we'll have you back next time. We'll do it all again. Final thought?
Yeah, excellent. Just as a point that you were making, that they are simple, but these are complex emotional patterns.
Yeah.
And they are. And I know that people are facing challenges they never dreamed would happen in their lifetime right now.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. And I was speaking in just of sort of every individual, but this idea that we're under such pressure from everywhere, through the economy, from the politics to the medical establishment. Yeah, that's a whole other level of woo.
Yeah, but that's my point. These are complex emotional patterns, but you put yourself in a position of being empowered by saying, no one can fool me. The worst they can do is give you the tools to fool yourself. And as much as it seems like insurmountable challenges that face us, we will get through this, and I will help.
That's a fantastic way to leave things. I appreciate you as always, Dr. Dean Lloyd, my friend, my brother. Take care, and I will. I'll talk to you soon. I'll send you an email, of course, this evening with the link and everything. And I appreciate it, brother. You take care.
I appreciate you too, Michael. You take care. Thank you.
My drums are calling me. We'll see you next week.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.